In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. John exhorts us to remain in Christ, to not fall victim to the liar, who is the devil, or those who are like the devil, who participate in his work, either knowingly or unknowingly, of trying to separate us from God, not just here on this earth, but for eternity. What's another word for them? Antichrist. Those who oppose Christ and oppose the gospel and the truth. And so we need to remain in Christ. How do we do that? Well, one thing we do is by living in a state of grace. Because how were we grafted into Christ? You know, he talks about an anointing, being anointed with the Spirit through baptism. Through baptism and confirmation and all of those other ways that we are initiated into the faith, we are united with Christ. And if we ever find ourselves not in a state of grace, what do? Go to confession. Don't be prideful. Don't think that you have somehow invented a new sin that is so powerful that Christ can't forgive it. But go to confession and try again. And if you fail, try again, rinse and repeat as often as necessary. But it's more than simply that. We have to remain in Christ in our minds. What does that mean? It means we believe the gospel and that we don't come up with our own gospel. You know, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is worth a lot. The gospel, according to Eric, is worth jack squat. Yeah. The gospel, according to Christ, the gospel which was given by him to the church, which has been handed down throughout the ages, neither added to nor subtracted from. So if anyone tells you, that's the past, that's pre-Vatican I or whatever, don't listen to them. Because there's no such thing as a pre-Vatican II or a post-Vatican II church. There is only the church. And secondly, we need to remain in Christ by what we do. You know, belief is good, but belief lived out is better. And so don't ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Because that's really not too horribly useful for you, because who here is true God and true man? Who here is the Messiah? None of us. But what would Jesus have me do? That is a question to ask, and that it should be our primary concern. Not what I want to do or what did my family want me to do, but what does Jesus want me to do? And if we do all of these things, we remain in Christ. And what's another word for remaining in Christ? Being a saint, because that's what it's really all about. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.